No walls or fences mark where Canada and the United States come together here. Just a cleared space through forest and prairie. Right on the border is Emerson, Manitoba, a town of just over 600 people. Some illegal crossers walk into town through open fields, while others follow the railroad tracks. A few enter Canada by swimming north in the Red River. Most of the year, the biggest barrier to reaching Emerson from the United States is the weather.
Oftentimes, what we've seen in the last few years is they pick the worst possible weather. And when you talk about the worst possible weather in North Dakota, it's 35, 40 below zero. It's a 60-mile-an-hour wind. And so frostbite, hypothermia is a very significant risk.
Even so, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police say about 1,000 people illegally crossed into Canada at Emerson in 2017, but fewer than 500 had arrived by late December of 2018.
Once we get them out of the elements, then we will formally arrest them for illegally entering Canada and take them into our custody.
Police transfer asylum seekers to the Canadian Border Services Agency. Then they're transported to Manitoba's capital, Winnipeg, many by a social services agency, the Manitoba Interfaith Immigration Council. Its welcome place offers newcomers a range of services. One asylum seeker, Somali Isaac Magoya, faced deportation from the United States, so he left for Winnipeg, where he received help at the welcome place. But he aches to be reunited with the family he had to leave behind in the U.S.
So they took me some money for the food, and they paid my rent. And then to check it for the... And then give me the, also the work permit, the opportunity. And then I got a driver's license to work. And then right now I'm working it hard. I'm working it hard right now. Only what is left right now.
Winnipeg's 700,000 people include more than 1,700 Somalis. They number more than 65,000 nationwide. While Manitoba's cold climate is the opposite of their homelands, the freedoms and opportunities afforded in Canada serve as a powerful magnet for Somalis and other East Africans, and they'll walk through blizzards to reach it. Jeffrey Young, VOA News, Washington.